Blog Talk Radio.
You are now listening to CLNS Radio, your source for all things basketball.
You cannot stop this guy. This guy is unbelievable right now, and with the way he's playing, he's played an outstanding brand of basketball. You're trying to tell me he's not the next best thing? What are you hearing?
Man, all I know is this guy can ball, and if you can come out and play with him, you can play with anybody in the league.
I want your opinion. Call into the show.
Why don't you drive the rack?
Seriously, why don't people drive the rack more often?
I'm fed up with this cookie-cutter brand of basketball. Now go out and hand-check.
What are you comparing? The guy's got grit. The guy's got moxie, and the guy's got heart. What more do you want?
Ambition. He did a dream that was harder to live.
Broadcast through Blog Talk Radio and CLNS Radio.
They gonna love me for my ambition.
Welcome to the Hooper's Log.
He did a dream that was harder to live.
Here's your host, Simo Buck.
They gonna love me for my ambition.
Episode 31 here on the Hooper's Log. It is a ESPN Wednesday on CLNS Radio through the FanDuel Studios at 323-642-1558 is the number if you'd like to call in here on a ESPN Wednesday for the Hooper's Log. Yes, there are some games on ESPN tonight on the national broadcast. Again, it is December 16th, 2015. We are now 9 days away from Christmas. Get your gift shop going, because if you don't, where the heck are you? What are you doing? Get out there and find a way to get your presents going, okay? Santa's getting everything ready. He's getting that final, you know, getting that final check going. You know how you double check stuff? You start to count stuff. You start to see where you're at when it comes to your stuff. Santa Claus is getting everything ready. We're getting close to that time. But there is one thing I need to double check today. When it comes to the world of the NBA on Christmas Day, and I will rant about it today. Again, my name is Simo Buckets. I have a website. SimoBuckets.com is the website. We're here through the FanDuel Studios at 323. If you'd like to call in today, 323-642-1558 is the number. Episode 31 on the daily series here. God, 31 episodes in, and we're only halfway through December. Think about this, people. About 15 days from today will be New Year's Eve football in NCAA football. Obviously, Derrick Henry won the Heisman last weekend. We have big bowl games coming up starting on the 19th here in about 3 days. If you haven't joined the College Bowl Pick'em for ESPN, the College Bowl Mania, get it going. Hurry up. Get on there. We have one here through the Hooper's Log. It is called Fuzzed Up Time of Year. Yes, F-U-Z-Z-E-D-T-I-M-E. Of year, fuzzed up time of year. 42 bowl games this season on the college football schedule. We're not going to talk about college football today. We're talking basketball. There's a lot of things to get to today, even though there was only 4 games in the NBA last night. Only one whiteboard-worthy performance, a small night in the NBA, but there's a lot of things I want to get to. Andrew isn't on the show today. He is having some serious technical difficulties in the city of Detroit right now, with a bunch of phone lines just not working for him. Unfortunately, that's the case. It's all good, Andrew. Don't worry about missing the show. It happens, man. Trust me, it happens. It happens to the best of us. I totally understand where you're coming from. Shoot, even myself, you know, even myself around here in the Pacific Northwest, there's times where sometimes it just doesn't work. And
it's
unfortunately, yeah, I know, Ollie. Sometimes, unfortunately, there in Detroit, it gets cold. The phone lines get screwed up. It happens. I understand. I'm not holding that against you, Andrew. Fortunately, it's nice and warm here. Well, I mean, it's not that warm, but it is rather bright outside. So, thankfully for that, opportunity to do the show. If I do cut out, you'll understand why. It's cold out. The phone lines get all screwed up. But here in the FanDuel Studios, it's working as of now. 323-642-1558 if you'd like to call in and talk about it. Again, only 4 games on the docket last night. No major news when it comes to games in NCAA basketball last night, but there was one big story. Let's get it going, Kevin Hart.
All right, all right, all right. You're going to learn today.
Again, only 4 games in the NBA last night, but let's start off with NCAA basketball news. Wisconsin head coach last night, effective immediately, Bo Ryan, retired from the game of basketball. 747 wins as a head coach for the Wisconsin Badgers. This guy last year, got his team the national title, couldn't quite get it done, and clearly this year with the loss of Frank Kaminsky and, man, I forgot his other, Sam Decker, considering those guys are now in the NBA, you're looking at a situation right now with the Wisconsin Badgers where it's going to be tough for them to really recoup as a program. It's going to take some time for them to get better again, but Bo Ryan retiring at the age of – I honestly don't quite know what age he's at, but the guy – oh, God, excuse me, good Lord. The guy was born in 1947, age is 67, retiring from the game of basketball. It's sad to see that he is now leaving the sport the way he is. And again, today – he was at Wisconsin for 4 years, Wisconsin, Milwaukee. He was really, really the face of Wisconsin basketball and just in general in the entire state from 1976 all the way until as of now. Guy's been in the game of basketball for nearly over 30 plus years. The guy's been in basketball for almost 32, 33 years. Again, 747 victories as a head coach in basketball, four national championships that he's won. Crazy stuff there when it comes to his Division III basketball championships. Excuse me, three Big Ten tournament championships, 24, 2004, 2008, and then 2015 last season. Again, sad to see this guy go. Wisconsin, again, is a program that's really in rebuilding mode when it comes to their ability to compete big time in the world of college basketball. But the guy won 364 games for Wisconsin with the fact that, you know, obviously over the last 5 years, he's been able to bring this program up from the bottom. And then obviously he was a assistant for them from 1976 to 1984. Whoa, that yawn was crazy. But to see this guy retire, it's a huge blow to the sport because he's absolutely one of the best to ever do it again. Four games in the NBA last night. Let's just recap them real quick. The Cleveland Cavaliers win 89-77 over the Boston Celtics. If Andrew was on the show today, we would have gotten Andrew on and we would have talked about the situation there in that one. Unfortunately, he's not here, so we'll just cross that off the list. Denver beats the Minnesota Timberwolves 112-100. They're now 11-14. Minnesota drops to 9-15. We're kind of starting to see the Minnesota Timberwolves play the way we expected. And the Nuggets are also at a point in time where they're a very young team and they're growing and they're trying to get better as we speak. This is a situation in Minnesota and Denver where you're seeing rebuilding and reloading as we move forward. See, this is why I like to have a co-host, because then I can yawn in between each play, but I can't. So anyway, let's get back to the point. Houston and Sacramento. Sacramento gets the victory 107-97. The only weapon-worthy performance in that one is James Harden, 33 points, 6 assists, 7 rebounds, a 52 on the weapon-worthy performance scale, but DeMarcus Cousins went off last night. He had 26 points, 12 rebounds. Darren Collison took over for the injured Rajon Rondo. He had 14 points, 13 assists. He had quite a bit of turnovers, a lot like James Harden, a lot of turnovers. And Rudy Gay, boy, you talk about a guy in Rudy Gay who absolutely went off last night. He definitely had one of the plays of the night. It was one of the craziest posters I have seen in a very, very, very long time when it comes to the world of basketball. Take a listen.
Happy knocks it away. Here comes Rudy. Numbers. It's a 4-on-1. Rudy! Oh, you don't like that. You don't like NBA basketball.
If you haven't seen the Vine yet, if you haven't seen the actual play, that was play of the night by far. In a very slim sample size in the NBA of basketball games last night, Rudy Gay had one of the crazier plays that I've seen in a long time. It was a lot like, again, kind of like the dunk that DeAndre Jordan had within the last week, where he kind of threw it in a little bit. But Rudy Gay elevated and had that little extra oomph of elevation when he went in with a 4-on-1 break to the hoop. And it was just one of those slams where you just got out of your seat and you were like, oh, wee, with that kind of dunk. It was nasty with what Rudy Gay did in that one. The L.A. Lakers get their fourth victory of the season. Kobe Bryant had 22 points. He played pretty well in that one. 113-95 over the Milwaukee Bucks. How about a devastating loss for the Milwaukee Bucks? Starting to kind of see the separation with Milwaukee. Maybe they really aren't where we thought they would be at this point in time. They're now 10-16 in the first 26 games of the season. The LA Lakers, are now 4-21 on the very young season. Now, those are NBA games for the night. Again, not a lot of stuff going on there in the world of the basketball. Speaking of stuff, we do have some breaking news in the world of basketball as of right now. Yeah, get it going. Yeah, absolutely. The Cleveland Cavaliers should have Kyrie Irving back Thursday. What? Wait a second. Wait, we have some more breaking news on that topic, speaking of Kyrie Irving. Apparently that was a false report. He texted in and said, look, he's not ready for Thursday. He's not ready to come back Thursday for tomorrow on the three-game sample set for tomorrow's NBA. So apparently those were all false rumors that were spread by him. I hope he comes back sooner than later. And again, I honestly think this guy is going to just come back on Christmas Day or maybe a couple of games beforehand to make sure that he can get himself right and play Christmas Day against Steph Curry. I don't think this guy is ultimately going to come back as early as we think. I think Christmas Day is the set date to get this guy in. Again, if you'd like to call into the FanDuel Studios, 323-642-1558 is the number. Again, one more time, 323-642-1558. If you know basketball, prove it on FanDuel.com. Go there, get there, sign up for today. There are a ton of games in the NBA. There are 12 NBA basketball games. You got John Wall facing the Spurs, Dallas in Indiana, Charlotte, Orlando, that'll be a fun one to watch. Philadelphia and Atlanta. Again, Philadelphia's been struggling, but they might come out and play well in this one, considering the way Atlanta's been playing. Memphis and Chicago. You got all these games. Kristaps Porzingis is going back to the Garden tonight to play against the Timberwolves. That should be a fun one for the Knicks. You got all these games going on in the NBA, and obviously, you got to go to FanDuel.com. If you want to get to FanDuel.com and play in a daily fantasy league and find a way to dominate your opponents and find ways to win money fast, go there to FanDuel.com today and check it out. Again, promo code Celtics to get any kind of benefits that we have right now. I don't have any live reads in front of me. I'm just kind of going off the top of my head of what we got. But anyway, the point is, go to FanDuel.com today and sign up and get some free money if you do well. And if you're listening to the show, how could you not be doing FanDuel.com? Go to FanDuel.com today and check it out and get it going. Again, Andrew's not in the building today. I was going to talk to him about some things. We were going to have some topics to go off on. One thing real quick, though, before I get to my rant. I have a rant about Christmas Day, and I wanted to do it far enough outside of Christmas Day where it won't bother people during the holiday season, because the one thing that bothers me about this time of year is the standpoint of the tradition in the NBA does not exist outside of maybe a couple of days, which is All-Star Weekend, Martin Luther King Day, and there's not really any set teams that play on those days. In football, they have set teams that play in the NFL on Thanksgiving Day. Detroit, Dallas. Detroit always plays the early game, and then you always have Dallas in the later game. And then as of late, they've been putting these featured games late on at night, which, again, I mean, I'm not really a big fan of, but it's kind of whatever. As long as they're entertaining, it's fine with me. Sorry about the yawns. Good Lord. The point is one thing I want to say before I get to that, Julius Randle has been playing off his rocker for the Los Angeles Lakers. Fourth win for the Lakers. Julius Randle has become a double-double machine. 14 points, 14 rebounds last night in the win over the Milwaukee Bucks. Again, the Milwaukee Bucks have a lot of length. They're a bigger squad than most teams in the NBA. And with how they have been playing, the Milwaukee Bucks, and granted, they're not playing great basketball, but considering the length they have and Julius Randle playing that way, you're looking at a guy here over the next couple of years and growing as he grows and gets better, a guy who you've just got to be impressed with and have got to see where he goes from there. But back to my point on these Christmas Day, these traditions in the NBA. Look, outside of All-Star Weekend where they have their games, their Saturday night specials, outside of all the, all the things that we can encompass when it comes to tradition in the NBA, there really isn't a lot of tradition, actually. And the one thing I want to see the NBA start doing, and I know it's kind of a weird time to start traditions in 2015. Obviously, traditions are more grounded in, the 1900s, especially like in the NFL, the Detroit Lions and Dallas Cowboys have had their traditions. Excuse me. Holy cow. I hope I don't make a yawn in your car. The traditions in the NFL have been going on for over 40 years. And the thing in this era of the NBA is that here's the thing I like to see on Christmas Day when I wake up. Look, I don't know about you, but when I wake up in the morning on Christmas Day, I am lucky. first of all, I'm very lucky to have the situation I have and the life that I have the way I've grown up. From the standpoint of I've had the opportunity to have some kind of present underneath the tree. I'm lucky to have a tree. I'm lucky to have lights on my tree. I'm lucky to have a lot of things this holiday season. I'm lucky to have a job. I mean, for those of you out there who have the job you have and how hard you've worked for it, look, let's be honest, you're lucky to have a job. Someone vouched for you, whether it's your boss, whether it's someone that, for lucky for you to have a job, whether you have the work ethic, whether you have the capabilities of doing what you do for a living, you're lucky to have where you're at. And even for the situation you've been born into in this great state of the United States of America, you're lucky to live and do what you do. And for that, what I mean by that is, look, basketball to me is very special. Obviously, the Hoopers Log here on CLNS Radio. But the one thing the NBA should have done a long time ago, and this should have been in place back in the 70s when the NBA started slowly getting better, because obviously once Larry Bird and Magic Johnson got into the league, it all changed, obviously, and it all got way bigger than it was before. But the one thing they should have started was Christmas Day should have had some seriously featured basketball games. Look, and this is what I mean by seriously featured. As we pause for a yawn. Here's what I mean by that. Look, here's what I like to see on Christmas Day for my situation where I grew up. I want to turn on the TV, whether it's ABC, ESPN, whatever, what have you. And I want to be able to turn on and see New York on Christmas Day. And I don't know about you, but snow, New York, you know, Jingle Bells, all the goodness that comes with this country and the bedazzled portion of this country. How could you not be more than excited on Christmas Day to see the lights of New York on Christmas Day first thing in the morning? I mean, doesn't that just spell Christmas to you? 9 a.m. on Pacific Coast, in the Pacific time zone, 12 p.m. on the Eastern time zone. Have these teams play. It doesn't matter who New York plays. It doesn't matter if New York's bad. It doesn't matter if New York is a great perennial team. I want to see the New York Knicks on Christmas Day every single day. It should be in their clause. It should be in their contract. Look, expect to play on Christmas Day all the time. Look, and I understand how important Christmas Day is to some people. I get it. And believe me, I do. I just mentioned why I believe it's important to people. But here's the thing with me. When it comes to traditions, when it comes to seeing certain things on holidays and whatnot, like I mentioned about Thanksgiving Day, Dallas, turkey, football, hard-hitting, gluttony, what is it? I mean, Texas on Thanksgiving, playing football in Texas on Thanksgiving. If you don't have that, people will be angry. They will. And for me, it's like, look, New York on Christmas Day, where else would you want to go other than Times Square, Madison Square Garden, downtown Manhattan, Central Park in the snow with your girlfriend, your wife, your kids, your family, romantic, Christmas Day? What else do they need to do? And here's the other thing. Here's my idea of what they should do for Christmas Day in the NBA. And look, this is how much better they can make it. With the amount of money that's in the NBA and just in sports in general, they could totally do this. Think about this. Every single Christmas Day, what they could do, and this could be an awesome tradition. Look, you play a basketball game on Christmas Day in Madison Square Garden, and you can have the big old lineup that you have. You know, the five games that they have this year, they have five big games in the NBA. They have huge basketball games, big time ratings. Obviously, you have the Warriors and Cavs, you have the Pelicans, and you have Chicago and Oklahoma City. You have a lot of big time matchups in the world of basketball. That's totally cool. I like that. But this is what I want to see. And look, this is what you want to see on Christmas Day. Think about this. Madison Square Garden, 8 a.m., 9 a.m. Pacific, or maybe even 11 a.m., 12 p.m. Eastern time. Have a game at Madison Square Garden, okay? And then at halftime, you have a little bit of an extended halftime. You go to Central Park, where hopefully there's snow on the ground. If not, if there's snow on the ground, it needs to be in Central Park. Have some sort of choir or band or something play in the statue area of Central Park. I've been to New York. I've been to Madison Square Garden. there really is no arena like Madison Square Garden. It is the mecca for a reason. It is a beautiful place to play basketball. When you go there, you to a winter basketball game about 2 years ago, it is unprecedented. I don't ever want to go to any other basketball game than on Christmas Day in Madison Square Garden. I would want to do that so bad. That's on my bucket list of things I want to do. I don't know how anyone else doesn't feel the same way. But this is what I want to see. You play the game, have fun, have some fun little Christmas traditions during the game. You have things going on around New York. And then you go to Central Park at halftime, if it's been snowing. If not, have it inside the arena. And have a choir play some Christmas carols. Have a ton of people around. Make it an event for halftime. Do like a 15, 20-minute thing of just singing Christmas carols. Put a Yule log on. Do something. Make it Christmassy. How do you not – how does that – I don't understand the marketing genius people in the new in the NBA, where the NBA league office stuff is all in New York. Why wouldn't they just have everything set up for Madison Square Garden? I don't care how good they are. I don't care how bad they are. You saw the Detroit Lions and Dallas Cowboys play on Thanksgiving this year. You know how bad both those teams are this year? They're terrible. And the Knicks this year are finally getting better. I don't even care if they're bad. If the Knicks are the Philadelphia 76ers right now, it's 1-25. Put them on Christmas Day. Have caroling in Central Park. In fact, in between each commercial break for the game, have the caroling sing in Central Park, Times Square, at the Empire State Building. Do something cool. How cool would that be? How much more views would you get? Would you get if you had that kind of marketing and that kind of tradition in New York on Madison Square Garden? Think about that. Think about how unbelievably family friendly that would be. Think about how much of a tradition that would become in this great country. Basketball, New York, Madison Square Garden, in between each commercial break, and at halftime you have some big concert, you know, three or four songs, and then you get back to the game. Doesn't matter how good the game is, who cares? But then in between each commercial break you have caroling at different portions of New York. Central Park, outside of Madison Square Garden, Empire State Building, Times Square. You know, then you go to maybe other historical venues of, you know, Yankee Stadium. You do something crazy like that. That can totally be done. And with the amount of money they put onto these Christmas Day games, that would only boost ratings because people would wake up in the morning, open their presents. Granted, I open my presents in the morning, so I don't know how your family does it. But you open presents, you turn on the game. You don't even have to have the music on. You don't even have to, you know, I mean, the sound. You don't even have the sound on. As long as you have it on in the background, people want to wake up and see New York, the snow in New York, caroling, Yule log. Come on now. That's a brand new tradition. Make it happen, NBA. How could you not make it happen? That would be an awesome way to start off the Christmas Day games. And then after that, go ham. I don't care who you put on after that. Now, another team that should be on. Now, if you want to make it a lot like the NFL and make a tradition where you have two teams on, look, it's obvious. This is what you do. You have the Knicks on in the morning, and then right after that game, you put on the Los Angeles Lakers. Again, the Lakers are horrible. I get it. They're not good right now. They're not playing well. But let's be honest. This is the Los Angeles Lakers are the Dallas Cowboys of the NBA. They are. They're the team that has one of the biggest fan bases in the NBA. As of now, they have Kobe. I mean, granted, Kobe's going to be gone after this year, but they're an organization that it's a top two market. You could even put the Clippers. You could put the Lakers. It doesn't matter. The point is you have to have an LA team play on Christmas Day in Staples Center. It has to happen. I've been to Staples Center. I've seen what it's about. I haven't been inside it yet, but I've seen it. And trust me, it is a place you want to go for Christmas Day as well. I don't think there would be as much tradition because it's the sunny Los Angeles on Christmas Day. It's a little different. It's like 65 degrees, 70 degrees in the wintertime. I mean, that's a little different. But it is still the NBA's representation of the best stuff. Or you could even have it in Boston. Have it in Boston where you have rich tradition. Have Lakers play the Celtics every Christmas Day. That would be an awesome thing to do. I think that would be perfect. I'm not saying they should, but do something. The only thing I ask that the NBA should think about doing, Madison Square Garden, early in the morning, turn it on, because I can guarantee you this, me,
as a diehard basketball fan, I wouldn't want it any other way. I want to see the bright lights of New York in the snow on Christmas Day, people caroling, NBA basketball. I want to see Carmelo Anthony shoot some jumpers on Christmas Day. I want to open my presents, and I want to be happy. And I want to show my kids why the Mecca is so amazing. That's why – that's my idea of good marketing, and that's my idea of opening up the idea to creating a more family-friendly brand and opening up the eyes on the day that really most people think that the NBA season begins, which is Christmas Day. Christmas Day is the day that most people really view the NBA as its really coming out party. And for that, they got to start it in New York. You got to start it in New York, people. I'm telling you. New York, baby, you got to start it there. And so for that, I just want to get on that little escapade. We got the big five games coming up on Christmas Day. When we get closer to that about a week from now, we'll start breaking those down. But I really wanted to get on that rant because, man, I'm telling you, it's weird because this is the first year I've seen where New York has not played on Christmas Day in a long time that I can remember. Usually it's New York first thing in the morning, and for some reason they don't have it this year. It needs to be a tradition, and they need to find a way to make it more marketable to a wider audience. Not that the NBA already has a wide audience. They're nationally more popular than the NFL. They're internationally more popular, or, you know, outside of the United States, more popular than the NFL. They are. And for that, you got to open up the audience to more of a, I guess, viewership perspective from the standpoint of, look, anybody and everybody's going to turn on the NFL on Thanksgiving Day. And it doesn't matter who's playing, because that's just tradition. But the tradition could be anyone and everyone could turn on a Knicks game. Doesn't matter how good they're playing. Doesn't matter if people are interested or not. You put on the number one market in the NBA in the New York Knicks, and you play them on Christmas Day. That needs to happen. That turns into a marketing genius campaign for them. Maybe I should just call Adam Silver and be like, hey, look. Hey, Adam Silver, look. I got a proposition for you, Adam Silver. Adam Silver, commissioner of the NBA. Look, I got a proposition for you. Why don't you just have a game in New York every single year on Christmas Day, put in their contract, put in their clause, saying you got to play. Have some caroling around other parts of New York per quarter end. You know, let's say at the end of the first quarter, you have some caroling for 5 minutes in Central Park. I would love to see that. You have any idea how many people would just – how many women, children, men would just love it? Their families would just love the fact that they would see caroling in Central Park in the snow at the end of the first quarter. And you just sit there and you're holding your honey and you're like, yeah, it's Christmas Day. I love you. You know, stuff like that. Wouldn't you love that? That's awesome. I think that's great. And then you go into halftime, you have the big old halftime performance show or whatever, but right before halftime, you go to like Times Square or you go to I would think you go to the top of the Empire State Building at the very top, like the tip top port, not like the needle. Let's not go crazy. I'm talking about like the 102nd floor, the very top of the Empire State Building, that small little corridor, and you have the choir sing, and you get beautiful landscape pictures of New York in the snow, things of that going on, and you have live Christmas carols going, and it's the NBA, and it's the NBA on ABC, you know, things like that. I don't know how you don't think of this. I don't know how people don't think of this. This is beautiful stuff, people. New York in the snow, live panorama, people walking around with their puppies in the snow, people walking around with babies in Times Square, people walking around. I don't know how this isn't going through people's minds. Do you see where I'm going with this? This is a money machine right here. This can make money all day long. People would go crazy. Women would go crazy. This is the kind of stuff that you open up your audience to when you do stuff like this on Christmas Day. And then, you know, after this halftime, then you go to the halftime show, you know, you do a quick little halftime report, but then you go to the halftime concert, you know, you have a couple of songs, you know, maybe Justin Bieber sings his cute little songs, or you have someone come on who's popular who sings their cute little songs, you know, and then right after that, you know, you go back to your commercials, your big time commercials, and then you go in the third quarter, you play the third quarter. And then you go, right at the end of the third quarter, you go to Times Square. And at Times Square, you hear the singing, the caroling from big-time choir, concert, Broadway show, or something. I just don't understand why the NBA doesn't think of this. And I don't know. Maybe I should call Adam Silver and tell him, look, get it going, guy. Get it going. What are you doing? Get New York on Christmas Day and make it a tradition. You can make it so easy. I've been to New York. I've seen what it's like there. It is a rampant-paced, crazy environment for people everywhere, but people have this mentality in New York that is just unbeatable. They love their city. People are proud of their city in New York. They love it. They are over the top love it. And it's that kind of mentality and that warm American spirit feeling that New York has that needs to be presented on Christmas Day, because it's the number one market in the NBA, because it's the Knicks, it's the Mecca. I don't know what else I need to say. Do I need to keep going? I'm repeating myself. Okay, so that's my rant. Let's go into previewing tonight's basketball games real quick. We got 12 of them on the schedule. We got 12 games on the docket tonight in the NBA. Quite a bit of them, actually. I mean, there's a ton of basketball games. And in the world of basketball tonight, there's not really any major college games that we need to talk about. There's not really any major college games at all that are worth mentioning. But in the world of in the NBA, there's a lot that's going to be going on tonight. 12 games on the docket, like I said. Some big-time games to look out for. Mavericks and Pacers, that's a pretty good matchup. The Pacers are favored by 5. Take the Pacers minus the 5. They're going to get the victory there. They're going to get it done. Hornets in Orlando playing the Magic. The Magic are favored by 1.5 points. I would honestly take the Hornets in this one. The Hornets have been playing great basketball as of late. I would take the Charlotte Hornets in this one, plus the 1.5. Take them in that and get it done. Heat in Brooklyn. The Miami Heat are playing in Brooklyn. The Heat are favored by 4. Take the Heat minus the 4. They've been playing great basketball as of late in the Nets. Again, they're 7-17 for a reason at this point in time of the year. Celtics and Pistons. I know my guy Andrew Norris is going to be watching that one. In Detroit. Detroit is favored by 2. Take the 2. Detroit should win this ball game. I want the Celtics to win here for CLNS Radio. Obviously, we want them to win. And if you're going to listen to the postgame show, listen to that tonight here on CLNS Radio. Listen to that here through blogtalkradio.com/CLNS Radio. Check it out there. You will find the postgame show for that. That should be an outstanding ball game. Two really different ball clubs the way they've been playing. But Detroit will be in Detroit. Minus 2 are their favorite. Take the minus 2. They're going to get the victory tonight. Timberwolves in Madison Square Garden. Again, New York is favored by 4.5. Take the 4.5. They're going to win that one. The Timberwolves played a pretty tough game last night. They're going to get the victory. The New York Knicks will. They're favored by 4.5. Take them. Philadelphia 76ers playing in Atlanta. Look, Atlanta's going to win this ball game, but Atlanta's favored by 14. Do the plus 14 for Philadelphia. They're going to keep it closer than people think. The Hawks have been kind of up and down as of late, and if they have a down game, the 76ers can keep it close, and that spread will be overtaken by them, and they'll cover the spread on that one. The 76ers will. Take the plus 14 in that one. Grizzlies and Bulls. That's another fantastic matchup to watch. Another great one there. Two teams that are just tough and rugged. In Chicago, 5 p.m. on ESPN. That's the first game on ESPN tonight. The Bulls are favored by 3.5. Take the Bulls in that one. The Memphis Grizzlies have been kind of up and down this year. The Bulls, though, they finally seem to find their stride. If they can play a little bit of defense, they'll win this one. The Grizzlies are struggling on the offensive side of the ball pretty regularly this time of year. Trailblazers in Oklahoma City. This would have been in Seattle, and it would have been a rivalry game, but considering, you know, that slimy owner Clay Bennett decided to take the team from Seattle, that's what happens, and that's what you get. Again, the Thunder are favored by 9.5. I'd take the plus 9.5. The Portland Trailblazers this year have proven that they always find a way. They always find a way to keep games closer than we think, and sometimes even win games we don't even expect. Pelicans and Jazz, they play at 6 p.m. Pacific. I'd say the Jazz are favored by 3. Take the favored by 3. The Jazz are going to win that one. Phoenix in Golden State. It's going to be in San Francisco tonight, 7:30 p.m. Eastern. That's 7:30 p.m. Pacific. That's going to be on ESPN. The Warriors are favored by 12. Don't take the 12. Take the plus 12 on that one. The Suns will keep this closer than we think. Spurs and Warriors, again, another great matchup. The Spurs are favored by 13. Take the plus 13 on that one. The Washington Wizards will keep this game closer than we think. And then you got Bucks and Clippers. The Bucks just played a horrible game the other day, and they did not play very well at all. So the Clippers are favored by 11. I would take the plus 11 in that one, and the Bucks will keep this closer than we think. Those are your 12 games on the docket tonight. A lot of good ones, a lot of great ones going on. We got about a minute left in the show. It is, again, December 16th, 2015. Episode 31 is in the books. We got about a minute left. Like I said, episode 32 tomorrow, a TNT Thursday for tomorrow. We should have Matt Moore on. We should have Andrew Norris back on the show. Hopefully his phone line will be back. If not, I'll do it again. I'll come on solo. We got it. We'll get this going. obviously the Hoopers Log here through CLNS Radio, the FanDuel Studios, on blogtalkradio.com. Episode 31 is in the books. Episode 32 tomorrow, Thursday, 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, here through Blog Talk Radio, through the CLNS Radio Studios. Thank you again for listening. Have a fantastic night of basketball. And obviously, get on that FanDuel. Get on it. Go find the FanDuel Fantasy Draft Fantasy. Get it done. Go and find it today. Again, FanDuel.com. Thank you again for listening. Have a fantastic day. Enjoy your Wednesday. We'll see you tomorrow.